This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. In his first appearance since Joe Biden got the electoral votes needed to win the presidency, U.S. President Donald Trump talked about development of a coronavirus vaccine. AP's Ed Donahue with details.
No vaccine has formally been approved, but the president called work on its development the single greatest mobilization in U.S. history.
As soon as April, the vaccine will be available to the entire general population.
The president has not conceded the election. As he was leaving, a reporter tried to ask him about it. The subject briefly came up when the president was asked about a possible lockdown.
Whatever happens in the future, who knows which administration it will be. I guess time will tell. But I can tell you this administration will not go to a lockdown.
President-elect Biden has not endorsed a nationwide shutdown. Public health experts worry the president's refusal to coordinate with the Biden team could only worsen the effects of the virus. Ed Donahue, Washington.
World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday that the world had a long way to go in managing the coronavirus pandemic, as he warned that countries should not rely solely on a vaccine. 11 months into the pandemic that has killed more than 1.2 million people globally, derailed economies, and turned daily lives upside down around the world, he said relying on promising but as yet unproven vaccines was a risky bet. Giving his closing remarks to the World Health Assembly via video link, Tedros said that the world needed to invest more and place a higher value on health care. On Monday, U.S. drug maker Pfizer and German partner BioNTech said a vaccine they're developing was 90% effective against COVID-19 based on initial results from its large late-stage trial. This is VOA News. Updates to the U.S. citizenship test will require applicants to answer more questions than before, and it could slow down the number of tests administered each day. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services announced the updated test now has 128 civics items to study from and will require applicants to answer 20 questions instead of 10. Sarah Pierce, a policy analyst at the Nonpartisan Migration Policy Institute, says the changes to the naturalization test could possibly triple the amount each U.S. CIS officer spends on testing applicants. An agency spokesman, Dan Hetledge, said that the new test covers a variety of topics that provide the applicant with a more well-rounded testing experience. Civilians fleeing fighting in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region describe bombing by government jets, shooting on the streets, and killings with machetes as they join thousands of refugees crossing into neighboring Sudan. Speaking to Reuters on Friday in the Sudanese border town, which is hosting more than 7,000 refugees, witnesses gave first accounts from the ground of the escalating conflict in Tigray, where government forces are battling fighters loyal to the rebellious local leaders. The Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has said that the government jets are bombing military targets in Tigray, including arms depots and equipment that's controlled by the Tigrayan forces. A convoy of Russian peacekeepers reached the town of Sesha in the Nagorno-Karabakh region Friday and met with the Azeri soldiers there. The Turkish and Azeri flags were seen over a checkpoint there, known by the Armenians as Sushi, which sits on a mountaintop overlooking the city. Is the flags entering the town, which Azerbaijan said it captured on Sunday. Another convoy of peacekeepers was seen deploying into a base. Ceasefire halted military action in and around Nagorno-Karabakh, an enclave internationally recognized as a part of the Azerbaijan, but populated by ethnic Armenians on Tuesday. Under the agreement, 2,000 Russian peacekeeping troops are being deployed to the region. Cambodia's government is targeting about 50 people in its most concerted legal offensive against its political opponents since 2017. That's according to copies of court summonses. They all were charged with treason for taking part in nonviolent anti-government activities over the past 3 years. One of the best known of the group is Thierry Singh, a Cambodian-American lawyer who has long been one of its most outspoken critics of the prime minister and his government. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.